Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. It's a sunny Monday and we've got some important manufacturing news to discuss. The CBI's latest industrial trends survey shows a steep decline in manufacturing output volumes for the quarter ending June, similar to May.
I see. So the weighted balance was at minus 23% in June, up slightly from minus 25% in May. But firms still expect a slower decline in the coming months.
Exactly, and while we're talking about expectations, I think we should mention the selling price inflation. It eased this month but remains above the long-run average.
Right, it dropped from plus 26% to plus 19% in June, but it's still significantly higher than normal at plus 7%.
That's right, and what about the order books? Both total and export order books remained weak, right?
Yes, total order books were reported as below normal at minus 33%, up slightly from minus 30% in May. And export order books were at minus 26%, also below normal.
That's concerning, and the stock levels for finished goods fell below the long-run average too.
That's correct. The balance dropped to plus 6% from plus 10% in May, but it's still above zero, so they're not reporting shortages.
I wonder what the CBI economist had to say about all this.
Let me check. Ben Jones said the manufacturing sector is under significant pressure with high energy costs, rising labour costs, skills shortages, and a volatile global economy.
Wow, that is a lot of challenges, but he did mention some positive developments.
Yes, the recent infrastructure and industrial strategies set a clear long-term vision. And there's hope that the US-UK trade deal will help with tariff uncertainty in automotive and aerospace.
That's encouraging. And what about the British Steel Agreement?
They've agreed to provide 337,000 tonnes of rail track for Network Rail. That could be a boost for the sector.
So the government needs to follow through with short-term actions to support these long-term plans.
Exactly. They need to roll out energy cost interventions, deliver on the growth and skills levy, and push technology adoption to boost productivity.
And businesses are ready to partner with the government to make these ambitions real.
It's all about translating long-term goals into near-term investments and job creation.
Well, that's our manufacturing update. We'll have more business news throughout the morning. Lewis, thanks for the discussion.
My pleasure, Alice. And remember, stay tuned for more UK Business Morning.